Yerushalmi Fikra corresponding to Bavli Fikra Daf Yud Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Amud Aleph on the seventh line with the words Chinna Bashalmi. Chinna Bashalmi B'Shem Rav Kotz L'Schach Ein Lahen Yodos. Chinna Bashalmi, quoting Rav, said that if one cut wheat for Schach, it does not have hands. What does that mean? If a tummy item touched the straw is not a hand and therefore it does not transfer the tumor onto the seeds. Kotz L'Schach V'Chishv Aleim L'Machol Baba Machshava. If one cut wheat for schach and later decides to use it as food, his decision causes it to be able to contract tumor, means the straw becomes a hand. If one cut wheat for food and later decides to use it as schach, achayim say that the straw, which is a valid schach, must outnumber the food and the hand, because both the food and the hand are invalid schach. Rav Kadod Achirim, Rav can even follow Achirim, even though Rav holds that thought causes these hands to become susceptible to tumor, and Achirim hold that thought cannot remove the tumor status from hands. Man and Kaimin, Kotzel Schach, Vehochshu, Va'amal, Lekashiyasu, Mitzosam, Achzirim, Legerim. What's the case? He cut the wheat as Schach, and it became Hochshau. He then said, once their mitzvah has been done, I will return them to the threshing floor to be used as food. The Gemara asked, would they need to get wet again after you return them to the threshing floor, since at the time of Heksher they were not susceptible to tumor? Or do we say that since at the time of the original Heksher he had been planning on returning them to the threshing floor, so they don't need to get wet again? And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Rabbi Yosef b'Shem Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina v'sachza al ha'aroin es ha'pareiches mikan she'adoifen koreis chach. Rabbi Yosef, quoting Rav Chama Bar Chanina, said that the pasuk says in Shmos Perk Mem Pasuk Gimel, "V'sachosa," and you shall screen the aron with a curtain. We learn from here that a wall can be referred to as schach. So why may the walls be constructed from materials that are susceptible to tumah? Mikan she'oisin defanos bedoshu makabel tumah. And the Gemara answers, if we are learning from the curtain in the Mishkan, since we find that the curtain was susceptible to tumah, the walls of a sukkah may also be susceptible to tumah.